Yes.
Yeah, the only thing they change is the dates of the contract and the percentage based on it being a full-time position.
Move to approve the memorandum of understanding by and between Taney County and Kirbyville R6 School District.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Monthly budget report.
Good morning, Commission.
Good morning.
Morning.
I would like to present the monthly budget numbers for the end of October 2022. The DCR is at ending balance of $8,685,601.94.
Could you say the number again? I'm sorry.
$8,685,601.94. Road and Bridge CART Fund is at $2,071,044.90. Road and Bridge Trust is at $15,022,415.01. The transfer station is at $1,555,625.43. The law enforcement tax fund is at $5,863,395.70. And the sewer is at $13,594,899.12. Those are at the end of October numbers.
Do you have a total, or do I need to do it?
Total of?
Those funds?
Combined, I do not.
Okay, I got it.
Overall, Taney County is at, with all the funds, including the 911 administration fund and the...
all the little ones.
All the smaller funds, we are at $60,732,994.07. And that is the end of month.
Any further?
All right. Thank you for that, and we'll move on down the agenda to the presentation of the 2023 preliminary budget document per section 50.540 of the revised Missouri statutes.
Pursuant to statute 50540, I would like to present to you the 2023 preliminary budget document that I have prepared for your review. This document gives the requested expenditures and anticipated revenues given from each department, officer, commission, or other agency of the county. In the general county fund, or the GCR, the total revenues anticipated are $18,208,181. The total expenditures requested and adjusted are $19,112,240. The estimated beginning balance for general county revenue is $10 million, and the anticipated ending balance will be $9,095,941. Keep in mind, this budget includes the emergency fund of $550,000, which is used solely for emergency purposes, and the contingency fund of $500,000, which is used for unforeseen expenditures. I have reviewed all of the department's requests and have adjusted the revenues and expenditures to provide the commission with a suggested 2023 year budget document. This preliminary budget document has a healthy reserve, providing over 3 months of operating expenses. In the law enforcement tax fund, the total anticipated revenues are $8,280,000, and the total estimated expenditures are $7,759,165. The projected beginning balance for this fund is $6 million, and the anticipated ending balance will be $6,520,835. This fund includes a $2 million transfer to GCR to reimburse for a portion of expenditures from the sheriff, jail, juvenile, and prosecutor's department. These expenditures include include the last bond payment. This fund also includes a contingency fund of $1 million for unforeseen expenditures. The road and bridge fund's estimated beginning balance is $15,800,000, and with projected revenues of $13,626,590 and expenditures budgeted at $14,453,604, the estimated ending balance will be $14,972,986. The sewer fund is estimated to begin at $13 million. This fund shows projected revenues from sales tax and interest totaling $11,100,000. The estimated expenditures of $17,965,037 will end the fund balance at about $6,134,963. The expenditures include many sewer projects and the sewer pump out program. The coronavirus local fiscal recovery fund, or the ARPA fund, was added in the 2022 budget and is a carryover in the 2023 budget. This is federal money received in response to the coronavirus pandemic. At the guidance of the federal government, this money will be at the commission's discretion for disbursement. All other funds were budgeted based on the requests made by all the departments. Thank you.
Did the ARPA funds, was that in that number you gave me earlier, the $60,732,994?
It was within that.
It was in that?
Yes.
And then just keep in mind, on the sewer, those are all capital improvement, and that's why that tax was passed. So you stated that. I just wanted to kind of state a little more.
And also wanted to
make sure there's no confusion as to why
that. It also includes the pump out program that was set up for.
I just want to make sure there's no confusion as to why that fund would be the expectation for that fund to go that much less as far as the beginning and ending balances.
Well, that's what it used to be used for.
That's what it was used for, yeah.
If it doesn't go less, something's wrong. It's kind of like your senior service tax.
Right.
It needs to be used to what it's been voted on for.
Sure.
Those are the figures we'll begin with and working on the budget for this year.
And those are the numbers, the preliminary numbers for us to discuss and adjust according to the commission's guidance and us working through the budget document.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
I've got 9:43. We'll be in recess. We're going to recess upstairs for a meeting with the auditor. So we'll be in recess.